Welcome to Mealtime with Marjorie. We will be reading the book of Colossians 1 today, but let's get started with an appetizer from John 1:1-5 in the New International Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. These words were written about Jesus, our Savior and Lord. He is the Word. All things in heaven and on earth were created through him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. We are saved by him, and we will live with him forever in heaven. Let's demonstrate our honor and love to our Lord Jesus Christ today as we read his word and are quick to obey. Bon appetit, my friends. Thanks for joining me. Colossians 1 in the New International Reader's Version. Verse 1. I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Jesus Christ, just as God planned. Our brother Timothy joins me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, our brothers and sisters in Colossae. You belong to Christ. You are holy and faithful. May God our Father give you grace and peace. Paul prays and gives thanks. Verse 3. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. We thank him because we have heard about your faith in Christ Jesus. We have also heard that you love all God's people. Your faith and love are based on the hope you have. What you hope for is stored up for you in heaven. You have already heard about it. You were told about it when the true message was given to you. I'm talking about the good news that has come to you. In the same way, the good news is bearing fruit. It is bearing fruit and growing all over the world. It has been doing that among you since the day you heard it. That is when you really understood God's grace. You learned the good news from Epaphras. He is dear to us. He serves Christ together with us. He faithfully works for Christ and for us among you. He also told us about your love that comes from the Holy Spirit. That is why we have not stopped praying for you. We have been praying for you since the day we heard about you. We keep asking God to fill you with the knowledge of what he wants. We pray he will give you the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Then you will be able to lead a life that is worthy of the Lord. We pray that you will please him in every way. So we want you to bear fruit in every good thing you do. We pray that you will grow to know God better. We want you to be very strong in keeping with his glorious power. We want you to be patient. We pray that you will never give up. We want you to give thanks with joy to the Father. He has made you fit to have what he will give to all his holy people. You will all receive a share in the kingdom of light. He has saved us from the kingdom of darkness. He has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Because of what the Son has done, we have been set free. Because of him, all our sins have been forgiven. The Son of God is better than everything else. Verse 15. The Son is the exact likeness of God, who can't be seen. The Son is first, and he is over all creation. All things were created in him. He created everything in heaven and on earth. He created everything that can be seen and everything that can't be seen. He created kings, powers, rulers, and authorities. All things have been created by him and for him. Before anything was created, he was already there. He holds everything together. And he is the head of the body, which is the church. He is the beginning. He is the first to be raised from the dead. That happened so that he would be far above everything. God was pleased to have his whole nature living in Christ. God was pleased to bring all things back to himself. That's because of what Christ has done. These things include everything on earth and in heaven. God made peace through Christ's blood by his death on the cross. At one time, you were separated from God. You were enemies in your minds because of your evil ways. But because Christ died, God has brought you back to himself. Christ's death has made you holy in God's sight. So now you don't have any flaw. You are free from blame. But you must keep your faith steady and firm. You must not move away from the hope the good news holds out to you. This is the good news that you heard. It has been preached to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, now serve the good news. Paul's work for the church, verse 24. I am happy because of what I am suffering for you. My suffering joins with and continues the sufferings of Christ. I suffer for his body, which is the church. I serve the church. God appointed me to bring the complete word of God to you. That word contains the mystery that has been hidden for many ages, but now it has been made known to the Lord's people. God has chosen to make known to them the glorious riches of that mystery. He has made it known among the Gentiles. And here is what it is. Christ is in you. He is your hope of glory. Christ is the one we preach about. With all the wisdom we have, we warn and teach everyone. When we bring them to God, we want them to be like Christ. We want them to be grown up as people who belong to Christ. That's what I'm working for. I work hard with all the strength of Christ. His strength works powerfully in me. That concludes the reading of Colossians 1 in the New International Reader's Version. Scripture quoted from the Holy Bible, New International Reader's Version, copyright 2014 by Biblica Incorporated, used by permission of Zondervan, all rights reserved. Colossians 1, the Passion Translation, Introduction, verse 1. Dear friends in Colossae, my name is Paul, and I have been chosen by Jesus Christ to be his apostle by the calling and destined purpose of God. My colleague, Timothy, and I send this letter to all the holy believers who have been united to Jesus as beloved followers of the Messiah. May God, our true Father, release upon your lives the riches of his kind favor and heavenly peace through the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Paul prays for the Colossians. Verse 3. Every time we pray for you, our hearts overflow with thanksgiving to Father God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your devoted lives of faith in Christ Jesus and your tender love toward all his holy believers. Your faith and love rise within you as you access all the treasures of your inheritance stored up in the heavenly realm. For the revelation of the true gospel is as real today as the day you first heard of our glorious hope, now that you have believed in the truth of the gospel. This is the wonderful message that is being spread everywhere, powerfully changing hearts throughout the earth just like it has changed you. Every believer of this good news bears the fruit of eternal life as they experience the reality of God's grace. Our beloved co-worker, Epaphras, was there from the beginning to thoroughly teach you the astonishing revelation of the gospel, and he serves you faithfully as Christ's representative. He's informed us of the many wonderful ways love is being demonstrated through your lives by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Since we first heard about you, we've kept you always in our prayers that you would receive the perfect knowledge of God's pleasure over our lives, making you reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that you would walk in the ways of true righteousness, pleasing God in every good thing you do. Then you'll become fruit-bearing branches, yielding to his life and maturing in the rich experience of knowing God in his fullness. And we pray that you would be energized with all his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you with great hope. Your hearts can soar with joyful gratitude when you think of how God made you worthy to receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are canceled, and we have the release of redemption through his very blood. The Supremacy of Christ, verse 15. He is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, and the firstborn heir of all creation. For in him was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen, every seat of power, realm of government, principality, and authority. It all exists through him and for his purpose. He existed before anything was made, and now everything finds completion in him. He is the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything. For God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ. And by the blood of his cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to himself, back to its original intent, restored to innocence again. Made holy through Christ. Verse 21. Even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadows of your evil thoughts and actions, he reconnected you back to himself. He released his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as the sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell in his presence. And now there is nothing between you and Father God, for he sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. If indeed you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to grow upon, never be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in. And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. The Divine Mystery, verse 24. I can even celebrate the sorrows I have experienced on your behalf. For as I join with you in your difficulties, it helps you to discover what lacks in your understanding of the sufferings Jesus Christ experienced for his body, the church. This is the very reason I've been made a minister by the authority of God and a servant to his body, so that in his detailed plan, I would fully equip you with the word of God. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to experience. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ, embedded within us, becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. Christ is our message. We preach to awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth. It has become my inspiration and passion in ministry to labor with a tireless intensity, with his power flowing through me, to present to every believer the revelation of being his perfect one in Jesus Christ. That concludes the reading of Colossians 1 from the Passion Translation. Scripture quoted from the Passion Translation, copyright 2018 by Passion and Fire Ministries Incorporated. Used by permission, all rights reserved. ThePassionTranslation.com. Colossians 1, New English Translation. Salutation. Verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. Paul's thanksgiving and prayer for the church. Verse 3. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard about your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints. Your faith and love have arisen from the hope laid up for you in heaven, which you have heard about in the message of truth, the gospel that has come to you, just as in the entire world this gospel is bearing fruit and growing. So it has also been bearing fruit and growing among you from the first day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. You learned the gospel from Epaphras, our dear fellow slave, a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Paul's prayer for the growth of the church, verse 9. For this reason, we also, from the day we heard about you, have not ceased praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may live worthily of the Lord and please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good deed, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the display of all patience and steadfastness, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The supremacy of Christ. Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For all things in heaven and on earth were created in him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and all things are held together in him. He is the head of the body, the church, as well as the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself may become first in all things. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in the Son, and through him to reconcile all things to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross, through him. whether things on earth or things in heaven. Paul's goal in ministry, verse 21. And you were at one time strangers and enemies in your minds, as expressed through your evil deeds. But now he has reconciled you by his physical body through death to present you holy, without blemish, and blameless before him, if indeed you remain in the faith, established and firm, without shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard. This gospel has also been preached in all creation under heaven, and I, Paul, have become its servant. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and I fill up in my physical body for the sake of his body, the church, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. I became a servant of the church according to the stewardship from God given to me for you in order to complete the word of God, that is, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. God wanted to make known to them the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him by instructing and teaching all people with all wisdom, so that we may present every person mature in Christ. Toward this goal, I also labor, struggling according to his power that powerfully works in me. That concludes the reading of Colossians 1 in the New English Translation. Scripture quoted from the New English Translation, NET Bible, copyright 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC, netbible.com, all rights reserved. Colossians 1, New American Standard Bible. Thankfulness for Spiritual Attainments. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope reserved for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, just as in all the world also it is bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard about it, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all perseverance and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. The Incomparable Christ, verse 13. For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And although you were previously alienated and hostile in attitude, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his body of flesh through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am supplementing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions in behalf of his body, which is the church. I was made a minister of this church, according to the commission from God granted to me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is, the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, the mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person complete in Christ. For this purpose I also labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. That concludes the reading of Colossians 1 in the New American Standard Bible, NASB. Scripture quoted from the New American Standard Bible, copyright 2020 by the Lachman Foundation. Used by permission, all rights reserved. The book of Colossians 1 clearly speaks of the supremacy of Jesus Christ. Supremacy is defined in the dictionary as the state, quality, or condition of being supreme, as in the highest position of authority, power, or status. Colossians 1:15 says Jesus Christ is the image, the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God. In John 14:9, Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." Colossians 1:19 says, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ." I love that. We'll talk more about that later. Colossians 1 goes on to say that Jesus is eternal. He existed before creation. He created everything. And he holds everything together. It is through Jesus, the blood of Jesus from his death on the cross, that we are reconciled to God. He has brought us into his own presence. We are holy and blameless as we stand before him without a single fault. But we're reminded in verse 23, we must continue to believe this truth. Don't drift away. Keep the faith. That brings us to the other major point in Colossians 1. The first point was about Jesus. We recognize that Jesus is God. He is supreme over all creation, and it's only because of him that we can be in relationship with God. The second point is about us. We must keep believing, keep growing up in our knowledge of Him, and keep allowing the gospel to bear fruit in us. Paul prayed for the Colossians, and we will customize that same prayer for us today. Father, we ask you to give us a complete knowledge of your will and to give us spiritual wisdom and understanding. We pray that the way we live will always honor and please you, and our lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, we will grow as we learn to know you better and better. We also pray that you will strengthen us with all your glorious power, so we will have all the endurance and patience we need. May we be filled with joy, always thanking you, Father. You have enabled us to share in the inheritance that belongs to your people who live in the light. You have rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of your dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. We love you, Lord, and we praise you that you have begun a good work in us and will see it to completion. We believe and will continue to believe that Christ in us is the hope of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we close, I just wanted to point out that earlier I mentioned that Colossians 1:19 said, God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. Just think for a moment of all that Jesus was able to accomplish on this earth because God lived in him. He healed the sick, he calmed the storm, he cast out demons, he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It's amazing, miraculous, supernatural. Now we read in Colossians 1:27, a mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ with you, although he is with you. Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Not Christ for you, although he is for you. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? But in Colossians 1:27, we discover that Christ is in us. And Romans 8:11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. What an amazing mystery. Thank you, Lord, for empowering us to live for you. Thank you for giving us everything we need for life and godliness. Thank you for living in us. You are our hope of glory. We delight ourselves in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed with this good news, my friend. Live your life today knowing that if you are a Christ follower, Christ lives in you by his Holy Spirit. I love you.